Football Sunday.
It's been so long, I forgot this.
So good to me.
Yeah, judge it by his face, so did Marco.
Yeah, I forgot him. It is so good to me. It's so good to be back for a Football Sunday. Now, we haven't done picks in a while, all three of us being here. I'm told Fleetwood has our records, but we'll wait because we're up against the top. But I want to hear our records because I honestly don't even know what it is right now.
I'm going to say bad.
But I'm going to say bad. We're going to get... Marco, you want to prepare for your update a little bit. You did win last year, so please, let's... normally, we go with who's in the lead, but since I don't know, we'll go with last year's defending champion off the top. Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to give you the three out of town, if you will, start first. I'm going to go with the Steelers, plus 2.5 on the road against Washington.
Nice.
Look, I like what Russell Wilson has done, what the Steelers have done, what Tomlin has done. They have a tendency to win these games, especially when they're underdogs. And I do think defensively, they'll have a good game plan against Jaden Daniels in Washington. And it's a step up for them a little bit, even though I don't think the Steelers are world beaters by any stretch.
Right.
But I do think this is a game that it almost has the fingerprints of Tomlin coming away with a victory in this. Washington's been rolling, but give me the Steelers plus the 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Bills laying 3.5 on the road against the Colts. That hook sucks, but at the same time, the Bills have been playing well. They've scored. They've done what they need to do. They haven't been overwhelming most of the time. They've done what they need to do just about every game.
Mm-hmm.
And the Colts with Joe Flacco, they could be an anomaly. Like, there's some weeks that you think Flacco all of a sudden is going to turn into vintage Flacco. Other times he's going to show you that he's an old man. So I'm not really sure what the Colts are going to give me. The hook scares me a little bit because I feel like I could lose on a field goal with the Bills winning this game, but I'm going to try it anyway. So give me the Bills laying the 3.5 on the road. And the last one, give me the Broncos plus the 7.5 on the road for the Chiefs. Do I expect Denver to win this game? No. But I do think Kansas City, one, has played close in every game they've had.
Yeah.
Mahomes coming off the ankle, tweaked it a couple of times. He tweaked it again Monday night against the Bucs where they, again, escape late, no two-point conversion, win that thing in overtime. I feel like Denver comes back off the blowout against the Ravens. That gets a chance to wake them up a little bit. Again, they're not great. They're not going to win this game, but they'll hang around. They'll be a pain in the ass, and the Chiefs haven't really separated from anyone all season, and that last half a point could probably be what wins this thing. Plus, they have a tendency to play Kansas City tight over the last few years with Sean Payton, so I do like the Broncos, the plus 7.5. Locally, I have picked against the Giants, I think, every week since week one,
yeah,
and it's done me well, simply because the Giants have been a flat-out disaster, and I hand-raised, I didn't expect this. Didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to be better than this. I've been, not pleasantly, unpleasantly surprised.
Right.
This has been an unmitigated disaster.
Right.
They're in Germany. Do I expect them to beat the Panthers? They better beat the Panthers. Do I expect them to all of a sudden now turn around and win a game by a touchdown?
I
find that I struggle with that.
Yeah.
I struggle with that. As bad as Carolina's been, they get a win last week. The Giants are obviously dying for a victory. I expect them in an ugly game, vintage Germany type game, that they're going to come away with a win, but like a 2-point win. I can't lay 6.5 points. So give me the Panthers plus the 6.5. And the Jets, I've been riding the Jets all year, and it's hurt me and every one of these picks. And when Fleet gives you the record, I'm sure a lot of it is because I picked with the Jets, and I've lost every single one of them. But I do think that they're going to start, I don't want to say stacking the wins. That's getting a little nuts. I don't know if this team's ready to make a total run where they're all of a sudden going to be a 10-win team. That strikes me as, I don't think it's going from one extreme to the other, but they're going to mess with your emotions, and they're going to hang around. And the more they hang around and mess with your emotions, they're going to need a few wins here and there. And this is a good spot for them. It's tough against Kyler Murray. They're going to have to contain him. It's only 1.5. Jets in an ugly win Sunday afternoon. Give me the Jets laying the 1.5 against the Cardinals.
All right, Fleegs.
All right, so first game one, I'm with Marco on the Bills. I would love to get this without the hook, but the Bills' offense looks so good right now. That Colts defense hasn't been great, and you kind of got the Joe Flacco turning back into a pumpkin moment last week on Sunday Night Football. I don't think he'll be as bad as he was in that game against the Vikings, but I just don't think they're going to be able to keep up. The Bills seem like a team to me right now that's on a little bit of a mission, and I don't think they sleep on the Colts going into next week's game against Kansas City. This could be a look-ahead spot, but I don't think it will be with the Bills. I think you get a good effort out of them. The other game is a big number for a team on the road, but the Niners after the bye the last few years with Shanahan. 4-1 in the last five. Last year, they destroyed the Jaguars on the road, and this is before the Jaguars fell apart. They were 6-2 going into that game. They beat the Chargers the year before that, and then went on that run where they didn't lose again, you know, until the postseason. They had one loss in 2021, but 2020, they get on a run after beating the Rams. They blow out the Browns in 2019, and I'm throwing out the Nick Mullins and C.J. Beathard years. This team, yep. I think Kyle Shanahan, if he has the long career we expect, this could become almost an Andy Reid after the bye kind of statistic. Plus, they get Christian McCaffrey back. So I'm laying the 6.5. Bucks also short week, even though they're coming home. And the third non-local game, did you guys see the report that Will Levis has returned to practice for the Titans and he might be the quarterback in their game against the Los Angeles Chargers? I'm going to take the Los Angeles Chargers -7.5. Do we remember Will Levis, what he looked like at quarterback? Yeah. Chargers have a couple blowout wins in their last few games. So, one are on the road, one at home. I think they're going to destroy the Tennessee Titans. The Chargers are probably going to be that sneaky, hey, they won 10 games against a schedule that's not that great, and they're in the postseason. Then locally, I'm trying to think what's going to annoy me more as it's in between 9:30 and 12:30 on Sunday, morning then afternoon, and is that watching the Giants try to cover a big spread or watching the Panthers try to keep that game close. I know what he did last week. I still don't believe that Bryce Young is an NFL quarterback. And for all the heat that Daniel Jones takes, listen, mm-hmm. he's not good. He's not in the top half of quarterbacks.
Right.
He's in that next tier. I don't know if Bryce Young is one of the 50 best quarterbacks in the NFL right now. And on top of that the Panthers are a mess, the roster stinks, I think I'd be more annoyed hoping that the Panthers can keep that game close. So as insane as it sounds, I'm going to lay a stupid number with the Giants, 6.5. And then I can't bet the Jets as favorites. I'm sorry. When this line opened, this was Cardinals -1.5.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
There is no world. And I should emphasize road favorites.
Yeah.
I'm not touching the Jets as road favorites. They should win this game. They're the better team. Everything they want to do is in front of them. I get all that. This is still a team without a coach. This is still a team that has no idea what it's doing. Outside of Aaron Rodgers knows how to, even though he's physically not what he used to be, he knows how to play quarterback. Nobody else on that team has any clue what they're supposed to do in any given situation. Yeah. Give me the Cardinals, who I think run all over the Jets.
All right, but, you know, between the three of us, a lot of the same picks. I might have to change one and make a decision to go against you guys on a universal pick.
I dropped the Steelers because Marco had them.
Yeah,
I
love the Steelers, though, so I'm going to keep it. And I'm going to keep San Francisco -6.5. You said it, off the bye. They've been great. To me, Tampa Bay, not only did they come so close to winning a game, but the two-point conversion at the end of the game, the talk about not going for the win, it's demoralizing. They're injured in the wide receiver position. They're going to San Francisco is obviously so good. Short week for Tampa Bay, a bye week for San Francisco, getting McCaffrey back. I think this is just, it feels like a game. San Francisco makes a statement that they're back in the NFC along with the Lions and the other teams here. I just think this is a game where they make a statement -6.5 against Tampa Bay. And I love Pittsburgh. Listen, I play Tomlin is one of the only coaches in the NFL I bet the team based on the coach. Tomlin, road dog against a team has a rookie quarterback, as great as Daniels may be. A rookie quarterback against Tomlin, he dominates. A road dog, he's been tremendous. So it's just a spot where I'm playing Pittsburgh here against the rookie quarterback. They've been rolling. I understand that. The last couple weeks haven't been as good. It took a Hail Mary, and then last week against the Giants was probably closer than they would have liked. I think this is the game where he stubs his toe. Give me Pittsburgh +2.5 at Washington. And I was going to take Denver +7.5 against Kansas City and play that trend as well, as Kansas City not covering. But I'll go against you guys and have a little bit of fun. I'm going to take the Colts against Buffalo 3.5. You mentioned the look-ahead game. They got Kansas City coming into their building next week. And I do think the one thing you can attack this Buffalo team with is the ground game and just run it down their throats. And Jonathan Taylor is starting to get a feel for that. That run game is starting to get better. And that, you know, the defense, I agree, hasn't been great. But I think this is a spot where they lay the egg. And Flacco, if you can get the run game going and you can force the safeties to come up where they don't trust, you know, they want to stop the run and don't trust Flacco. He was awful last week, but he's been so good for so long now. I mean, he led the Browns to the playoffs. He's been good since he took over the quarterback position here and with Indianapolis. He had a miserable week, but I think he's better than this. And I just think it's a spot with the hook that this is a field goal game. I just have a feeling it's a field goal game. They're playing the Bills are playing the Chiefs next week, and I do think Flacco is better. So I'll take the 3.5 with Indianapolis. And then the two locals, all week it was 4.5. It was a different numbers. I was willing to take the New York Giants. I can't do it at 6.5. I don't care who they're playing. I just can't do it. They are not. I mean, the idea they're going to go to Germany and win a game by a touchdown against it doesn't matter who. It's just a game I can't pick. The only reason why I would pick them is because I want them to lose and nothing goes right for me. So that's like the only reason why I would pick the New York Giants. But 6.5, it's just too big of a number. I don't think they're a touchdown better than anyone, no matter who the quarterback is. And then the Jets, I'm going to take the Jets -1.5 here in this spot against the Cardinals. If you can limit Murray, that the one thing that scares me is Murray running for like 90 yards in this game. That's the one thing that scares me. I think ultimately they've been an up-and-down team. They just took the Bears out to the woodshed last week. I don't know how many good performances this team puts back-to-back. Like, I just don't know if they're capable. I think the Jets found something in that second half. I thought Rodgers looked a little bit more spry, had that run for first down that was actually called back for a penalty, but he looked better. The team looked better. They're kind of rallying behind the head coach a little bit. I just feel like that second half, after the miserable first half, for them to bounce back, rally, play the way they played in the second half against the Texans team, I think that carries this week into Arizona. So give me the Jets -1.5. Giants, I'll take the Cards plus the Panthers +6.5. San Francisco, Pittsburgh, and Indianapolis. Your picks for Week 10 in the NFL.
If you change your mind,
take a chance
on the first in line.
Take a chance,
honey, I'm still free.
Take a chance
on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go,
here comes Marco. Come on, get ready for it.
If you're all alone.
Yes!
Oh. Take a chance on me.
I need it. All right. Time for the Take a Chance Parlay. Three dogs. Money line. Parlay them together. It's what we do. Now, I know for a fact Marco has hit one this year, so he's got one. Fleegs, you're telling me you hit one earlier this year as well.
Yeah, and if I go back in my note, I can tell you what week. Week 7.
Week 7. Okay.
Marco hit his in week 4.
Week 4. I'm pretty sure I haven't hit one. So you guys are both up 1-0 over me on the Take a Chance Parlay. And since we're doing it, do we have the overall numbers?
I do.
Okay.
So Marco is 17. So we have 44 total games because last week we didn't do the Jets game.
Right.
We did not remember. Marco's 17-26-1.
Oof.
I am after an 0-4 last week, 19-25. It's almost back at 500. And you, after a couple good weeks, 23-21.
Okay. 23-21. Somebody's over 500.
I got to tell you, that's not good.
Yeah,
last week we were
all under 500.
Yeah.
And then we both got close going into last week, and then I had the offer, and you soared over.
Yep. No, if you remember this time last year, all of us were over 500.
Oh, yeah.
We had a great year. Like, you were just on fire.
Again, I reached 30
At this point last year, Marco was like 20 games
crazy.
Over.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, that's never going to happen again.
Never going to happen again.
I didn't finish. I think I finished like 27 or 28 games over, but yeah. I got to 30 games. That's never going to happen again.
No.
I knew it was going to have a bad year. I didn't expect it to be that bad.
You're nine games under.
That's terrible.
It's not disastrous.
I got to rally.
That's 2-3 big weeks.
Yeah,
rally.
You got to rally.
Rally.
All right, so Take a Chance Parlay. Go ahead, Marco.
Is this me? All right, look, I'm not going to belabor it. We all like the Steelers. I'm going to keep them in here. They're on the road. You've done the road dog. I knew you were going to do the Tomlin road dog. I knew that was coming. Give me the Steelers with the Take a Chance. Mm-hmm. I like the Texans. I could see them winning this game against the Lions. You know, Detroit has been playing so well, coming off the game against the Packers. The Texans were so bad against the Jets. I could see it being a bounce back for Houston and a little bit of a, I don't want to say a letdown a bit for Detroit, because I don't think it's going to be a problem for them, but I could see the Texans winning this game. And the last one's on the Monday night game, the Dolphins on the road with the Rams. It's only 1.5, and Miami hasn't been great, but Tua is back. Get a week to get them under their, you know, get their feet underneath them a little bit. I could see them winning this game against the Rams. So give me the Steelers, the Texans, and the Dolphins for the Take a Chance.
Plagues.
All right, so I'm going with the Cardinals. Again, I think the Jets won't be able to stop the running game, whether that's the running backs or Kyler out of the pocket. Steelers +2.5. I took them out of the regular pick so we didn't all have them, and so I can make the Will Levis joke, but I got to include them here. I agree with you, C-Mac. This is, like, that's the defense word profiles that Jaden Daniels could have the rough game for a rookie. As much as I love him, that defense, we know how tough it is. And I would have gone with the Texans if Nico Collins was playing, but now it seems like he won't. So I'll, for lack of better words, take a chance that the Saints get a little bit of a one-week bump from the interim coach, and also knowing that Dennis Allen was such a horrible head coach. How he got a second opportunity will always be beyond my comprehension.
Yep.
So maybe the Saints, the Falcons are hot, but that seems like the kind of game a Kirk Cousins team can go in on the road and just have a bad week. Maybe now that they don't need it so much and the Saints can steal one at home before plummeting for the rest of the season.
Right. Yeah, you guys are all obviously Pitt. I put in there. I feel like it's, I got to stop going last.
Congratulations, Washington.
I got to stop going last. I have Pitt. I have Pittsburgh. I have the Cardinals, and I thought the Saints. I was going to be at least be a little bit different. I thought a divisional opponent get a little boost from the.
You're taking the Cardinals. You took the Jets and the picks. You're hedging and then take a chance. That's weak.
How do you know that? He didn't say that.
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean?
You took the Jets and the pick, right? Against the Cardinals.
I'm sorry.
You just said you're taking the Cardinals and to take a chance.
Yeah.
You're hedging.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're a short favorite.
It's weak.
They're a short dog.
He's done that a few times. I did it once.
Why am I not?
It's not a bad play.
That's weak.
Why is it weak?
Go ahead. It's your show. Go ahead. You do what you want.
Hey, listen, they win by one. I got both. Oh, no, that's not true.
No, you actually lose
both. I lose
both.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. But I knew I had both one way. Why is that hedging?
You're taking the Jets to cover a point and a half.
Yeah.
And then you're taking the Cardinals on the take a chance. That's not the definition
that's the
of hedging.
Take a chance. It's not. No, it's not hedging. It's I'm attaching it to two other teams. I'm taking a chance parlay. I think they got a chance to win.
Yeah,
First of all, we don't. I have no choice but to bet the Jet game. You know what I'm saying? Like I didn't. They're not one of my three favorite picks of the week. We're picking the locals because we have to pick them. Mm-hmm. I think the Cardinals have a chance to win the game. Right. They're attached to the take a chance parlay. Right. They're one. They're a point and a half underdog.
I'm aware of what the line is.
Well, that's
I'm aware of all the situations. Yes.
All right.
I think it's weak.
And now that both of you have one, I got to get one.
Okay.
I'm out here, taking chances legitimately. You guys are the ones always picking these short odds. The second I told you, I'll never forget your face. Because last year we had the rule it had to at least have one game that was a field goal or more.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning of this year, I was like, at the beginning of the year, it's hard to read the season. Let's just, whatever, any odds you want. You're like, oh, okay. And you immediately came out with 1 point underdog, 1 point underdog, 1 point underdog.
Wow.
Not taking chances.
Lies.
Left
and right.
No, it's not lies.
Lies.
Yeah, I could see the glee in your face when you didn't have to come up.
I'm known for glee.
just to be clear,
that's
this
why
week,
it was so obvious.
Yeah.
We all have underdogs with the exact spreads. We each have a 1.5 point underdog, 2.5 point underdog, 3.5 point underdog.
Okay, so we're all on the same level.
And we should definitely check. Marco's right. What's our record on family plays? Like everybody
probably
might
terrible.
Just want to run to the windows or run to your apps and bet the Commanders.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's true. I do think Pittsburgh's going to win the game, though. All right. All right. Thank you, Marco.
Uh-huh.